Taking the initiative against daydreaming. Let's look at John 14:31. John 14, we'll start with verse 30. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me. But the world must learn that I love the Father, and I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. Taking the initiative against daydreaming. Daydreaming about something in order to do it properly is right, but daydreaming about it when we should be doing it is wrong. In this passage, after having said these wonderful things to his disciples, we might have expected our Lord to tell them to go away and meditate over them all. But Jesus never allowed idle daydreaming. When our purpose is to seek God and to discover his will for us, daydreaming is right and acceptable. But when our inclination is to spend time daydreaming over what we have already been told to do, it is unacceptable and God's blessing is never on it. God will take the initiative against this kind of daydreaming by prodding us into action. His instructions to us will be along the lines of, don't stand or sit there, just go. If we are quietly waiting before God after he has said to us, come aside by yourselves, then that is meditation before him to seek his will, Mark 6:31. Beware, however, of giving in to mere daydreaming once God has spoken. Allow him to be the source of all your dreams, joys, and delights, and be careful to go and obey what he has said. If you are in love with someone, you don't sit and daydream about that person all the time. You go and do something for him. That is what Jesus Christ expects us to do. Daydreaming after God has spoken is an indication that we do not trust him. I'll read that last line one more time. That is what Jesus Christ expects us to do. Daydreaming after God has spoken is an indication that we do not trust him. That's really good, isn't it? I mean, when he tells us to go do something, we need to go and not just think about it. I know some people too overplan a little bit, you know, or they just kind of just think, well, if I go do this, what if this goes wrong or that goes wrong? One thing I have figured out in life is just go, especially if God prompts me to go do something or go to talk to someone. I am confident that he's going to give me the words that I need to say and put me in the right place at the right time with the right people to be saying the right thing to just really bless them today. Because haven't you been in that situation when somebody comes by or happens to call you and you're like, oh, I really needed that call, or you get an email or a letter in the mail or something? Well, that's because the other person was listening to God, not just daydreaming about it. They were putting it into action and going to do what he said. So if you know how great that feels to receive that, my encouragement for you today is to be the person to go and do that, because somebody else is just waiting to be blessed by you and waiting to hear what God has to say. So I hope today you could go and be that blessing and stop daydreaming about it and just get out there and do it. Have a great day blessing someone, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. You can order your own copy of the My Utmost for His Highest devotional book by going to utmost.org. And I would love to answer any questions you may have about faith in Jesus. Just email me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. And I hope you go out and shine for him today. See you tomorrow.